For WMUK News, I'm Robbie Feinberg. As you spread out on the lawn to watch fireworks this 4th of July, you might pick up a tick or two. Tick-borne illnesses have been on the rise across the country, and as WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports, the number of ticks that can carry those diseases is growing in Michigan.
Hey, Rebecca, I'm Donna. Nice to meet you. Come on in.
Donna Ross of Kalamazoo has been living with Lyme disease for about 6 years. She's a former nurse and now co-leads a local Lyme support group. Ross says it all started when she found a tick on her scalp a few days after visiting her cabin in Baldwin. She's gone there almost every summer for the past 22 years.
To be honest, I didn't think anything of it. I took it off and went about my business, and about a year and a half later, I started to have a very strange assortment of symptoms that nobody could figure out what was going on with me.
Symptoms like dizziness, tremors, an irregular heartbeat, and severe weight loss. Ross says she was diagnosed with everything from multiple sclerosis to depression.
I even went to the University of Michigan, and I was having a lot of burning pain, and the neurologist there, he told me that people just burned. And I just can't accept that. I wouldn't accept it.
19 doctors later, Ross started receiving treatment for Lyme disease. 5 years worth of antibiotics, sometimes in IVs. She says it took a long time for the worst symptoms to go away, and Ross will likely have some symptoms for the rest of her life. Lyme disease can be incurable if it isn't caught early.
So I still deal with pain on a daily basis, but it's manageable now.
The tick that's most likely to transmit Lyme in our area, the black-legged tick, has seen a population boom in the past few years. Kim Sines studies patterns in tick diseases for the Michigan Department of Health. She says the black-legged tick is especially fond of counties on Lake Michigan's shoreline.
The environment is just very favorable for the tick. There's plenty of good habitat. There's plenty of mice and deer. And so it's just a good habitat for them. And it happens to be where a lot of Michiganders spend their summers. So that also can increase our contact with these ticks.
Richard Keith has a lot of contact with ticks. He is the director of the Kalamazoo Valley Bird Observatory. He spends a lot of his time picking ticks off birds and sending them to a lab at Michigan State University. Sometimes he'll hunt for ticks by brushing a white cloth along tall grasses and shrubs.
Okay, we just come out here on a nice calm day, and we move our cloth across the vegetation on an edge like this for maybe 10 meters or so, and then we'll stop and we'll just look and see if anybody's become a hitchhiker.
Keith says the lab has seen a huge increase in black-legged ticks and ticks in general in southwest Michigan.
The last couple of years I've found 150 approximately, where I was finding none, working in the same areas for several years before that. So weather conditions, something has changed in favor of the survivability and breeding of these ticks and allowed their numbers to increase dramatically.
2 years ago, Keith says he counted about 7,000 ticks at Fort Custer State Park alone. He says the nymphs, or teenage black-legged ticks, are especially bad for Lyme because they come out in the summer when we're most likely to go outside. They're also about the size of a poppy seed.
If it were in the small of your back or someplace like that, it is possible that you could not know it was there.
Keith says there's another tick that could complicate the Lyme disease problem. Ixodes dentatus, sometimes called the rabbit tick, carries new and different strains of the bacteria which causes Lyme disease. Keith says this tick doesn't generally bite humans, but it keeps the bacterium in the environment, making it available to the black-legged tick, which does bite people.
We don't know how that strain might react if it were introduced to the black-legged ticks and then in turn introduced to humans.
That could make the disease more harmful or maybe less harmful.
Who knows?
Now that you're terrified to go outdoors, there is some good news. A tick has to be attached for at least 24 hours to transmit Lyme disease. And as for the Powassan virus, an incurable, deadly disease, the Department of Health's Kim Sines says even with the increase in black-legged ticks, it's still very rare. They've only found 60 cases in the United States in the past 10 years. If caught early enough, Lyme disease can be treated with a few weeks of antibiotics. There are places you can send the tick to test it for Lyme, and some doctors will even write a prescription, just in case. But Donna Ross says doctors need to get better at recognizing tick-borne diseases.
We kind of have to help each other until a better awareness is out there. I think a lot of physicians just really do not know.
It's not just people that suffer from tick bites. You can learn more about a new tick in Michigan, Ixodes bruneus, on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.